Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Gavlin episode. My favorite part of her interview was talking about the future of technology and especially talking about the Oculus VR headset. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show.
We have a very special guest tonight on the podcast. Please welcome for the first time recording artist, musician, and rapper, Gavlin.
Yo, yo, yo. What is poppin', man?
What's up? Thanks for coming.
Yo, thank you for having me.
Like I said before, we had all your homies just on.
Basically, yeah.
How did you link up with them? Like, they're fam, right?
Too? Yeah, Blimes and Gifted Gab are fam. Reverie's also fam, too.
Mm-hmm. I got her. Satori mob right there.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. That's fire. Yeah. We honestly all met each other for the first time in Cypher. The Cypher Effect that we did.
Yeah.
That was like official first meet for Blimes and Reverie. Gifted Gab I met through my boy DJ Hoppa.
Mm-hmm. And then they mentioned, I think Blimes mentioned you brought her on her first European tour.
Yeah. Yeah. That was awesome.
She is really friendly, like we got along like immediately.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and she's really down to earth, and and they're like, they have a move. You all have a movement going on.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, and with us, we did a show. That's how I met you. Well, we met real quick at Soundcheck.
Yeah,
but it was shout out to Leilani. It was for her Fantastic Planet album release party.
Great album.
Exile performed, you performed, and then.
That was a fun night.
That was fun. Yeah. And so let's get down to your history and stuff. So you're originally from Los Angeles?
I'm a LA native, born and raised in San Fernando Valley.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the San Fernando
Valley. SOV. Yeah. And I started rapping when I was like officially like 16, 17 years old.
How did you get into the whole movement and hip hop and everything? Like, do you remember your first exposure to rap and everything?
Oh yeah, I mean, definitely like my first exposure to like underground music was for sure Atmosphere and then Immortal Technique and stuff like that.
Yeah, shout out to
Shout out to Slug. My first show in LA was at the Knitting Factory.
Yeah, that's in the neighborhood.
Yep. Yeah.
I missed that spot.
I know. That was a good spot.
I used to go there, hand out flyers, try to sell CDs.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that was a cool spot.
I like the fact that they had, for those of you who don't know, it's no longer there, but it used to be a venue near Subway Sandwiches in the CVS up the block, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And they would have different rooms and shit. Like, we did like my crew did a couple shows there too. Like, we opened for Ugly Duckling and
that's awesome.
Yeah, the Percussion, I think a crew called the Percussions. Mm-hmm. But I used to just go there just if their Dell was in town, and I would and I would go there and try to hand out flyers and stuff.
For sure.
Yeah, so you have some good memories there.
Yeah, that was, I mean, for me, it was the first. I mean, that was the only spot. I feel like that was all ages. Mm-hmm. And I did my first little show there when I was like 16, 17 years old. And then, you know, Urban Underground, the airliner came into my life. And then that was like a every weekend thing.
Oh, the airliner.
And that's where like I grew up. That's where like as a hip hop musician, that's where I learned a lot.
The airliner. Now, for those listeners and viewers, describe what that was. It was a venue in Highland Park, was it?
Yeah, it was. Was it in Highland Park?
I don't know. No, I was thinking about Loanne Theory. Sorry.
Well, you know, it was at the same place.
Oh, it was at the same venue.
24th and Broadway. You know, it was like a melting pot for any up-and-coming rapper that wanted to jump in a cypher, that wanted interaction, that if you made your own music, that was a place to be, to really kind of just network and put your abilities to the test in a way.
Mm-hmm. And then there was a couple crews that, I mean, there a lot of LA groups would perform there as well, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I just remember a lot of cloudy night. I was always drunk there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, it's kind of same here.
I remember you walk in, the bar was right there. Then you go upstairs.
Yep. Yeah.
And then not only that, there was a whole DJ movement as well. Weren't there like DJs performing there?
Yeah, I think that was mainly, wasn't it? That was like the Low End Theory night, wasn't it? A lot of like Daddy Kev, Gaslight Killer, DJ Nobody.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And then when did you start wanting to record your own music?
Man, when I didn't want to start recording my own music, shoot. Honestly, I would say I've always been wanting to do that since I was a kid. I've always was in talent shows as a kid and whatnot. So as soon as I got access to a studio, I was like, again, like 16, 17 years old. So, yeah, crazy experience.
And then how did you dive in there, like, as far as get like recording or the beats and everything?
I mean, when I dive, it actually was kind of hard for me to figure out how to dive in, because I was like hearing my voice back for the first time was like super new, you know.
Do you remember the first producer that gave you a beat or?
Yeah, shout out to my boy EQ. EQ was the first person. EQ, to record me. That was in Highland Park, and grimy studio, but I made some classics there.
And then when did you start diving into like putting your stuff out or performing and all that?
I dropped like my first video, shoot, dang, I think that was like in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And was fresh out of high school, and I dropped this song called What I Do on this old rap group, rap crew I was on called Organized Threat. Shout out to Von Poe. And it went viral. It hit a million.
Like on YouTube?
Yeah.
And wait, I was like, a music video?
Yeah. Oh, it was called What I Do and it went viral. And that was crazy because I felt like YouTube was just starting. So like the whole going viral thing.
2000s, early
like 2012, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
So like I feel like that's like a, I don't know. I feel like that shit was just starting at that time. So I didn't even know what that meant to go viral at that time. And that took me on tour in Europe and in the States. So that was a first breaking in experience for me.
Okay. And then what impact did it have on? Did people start like recognizing you or like, hey, I saw the video?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it took me to Europe. And my first tour.
Wait, off a video?
Yeah. Yeah.
So ladies and gentlemen.
Pre-COVID.
Is he recording the whole episode?
It's my dude.
Okay. I didn't know he was going to be recording.
That's all good. No worries.
Okay. Yeah, this is the first time that's it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just for
I was like, what's going on?
No. Okay. It's just for personal.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't. I was just like, it was the first time that's happened. I'm like, okay. I thought he was taking a picture. Like, oh, he's taking a picture. But then he hasn't moved. He's just okay. I'm sorry. No, you're good. We're all good. That's cool. Fam. J-O-R. J-O-R.
Yeah.
I know J-O-R people.
Awesome.
So ladies and gentlemen, all it would take, I mean, because there's, you know, we're in a state where there's so many different ways of releasing your music.
Yeah.
But sometimes all it takes is a fucking music video.
Seriously, the simplest shit in the game. Like, I was, like, first time being in front of a camera, walking down, my boy Von Poe shot it, and walking down Fashion District, super camera
downtown
shot.
LA. Yeah.
And it fucking went viral. That was crazy. I think it was also, like, people were like, damn, she can spit. And then other people were like, the fuck is this? Let me watch this again.
Yeah.
You know, it was, like, cringing, but not.
Is you, because I put so much effort on the material itself, like, on the beats and in the notebook. And then, you know, I'm focused on, I need to get 10 songs done. But you're saying, or, like, the way it is, it's like, you don't even need to do I'm just, like, really traditional in that sense.
For sure. I mean, don't get me wrong. Before the YouTube came into my life, I definitely was out here burning my own songs on CDs, handing them out, writing on them with the Sharpie, like, Gavlin
doing
demo.
The cover art
doing it all, you know? I definitely I was definitely did that hustle before the YouTube came into my life.
So, Ren, we got to do a music video, man.
I think.
Because I just released something new, you know? And, you know, the people who've checked it like it, but it's like, fuck, I need, how do I get more people to take notice of
music videos? All the
effort. Because, you know, we put a lot of effort into this freaking music. For sure. Yeah. Like, 100% concentration. So, it just takes a music video. Yeah.
I mean, shoot, it was a blessing how that worked out. And, now I've dropped, that was a long time ago.
Yeah,
that
how many music videos since?
I've lost count. Okay. I have so much content out. I am currently working on, like, my sixth album right now.
So, ladies and gentlemen, she's working.
I'm out here, you know?
She's out here working. And nowadays, let's go back to the technology. Nowadays, you don't even need a whole fancy camera. You could do it on, I was looking something up on YouTube. You could film a whole video on your iPhone, right?
Yeah, I mean, iPhone quality is crazy.
Right? It's crazy good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Like, I had a good friend of mine, that gimbal camera. It's good, but it seems to me, and that's hundreds and hundreds of dollars. But the iPhone pixelation, it's even better than that.
Dude, it's crazy. Yeah, it's so crazy.
So what do you need? You just need an iPhone and some kind of editing software, right?
Yeah, basically. I mean, I haven't shot any of my videos on an iPhone, but I know Lady Gaga recently did that. I think one of her, like, on the newest iPhone or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you recommend, like, how, like, as far as brainstorming ideas of how, what you want in your video, how do you come up with that shit?
Pinterest is like my best friend. Mood boards, I'm constantly on the mood boards. So I'll just look up inspirations.
What's that? What is
Pinterest
that?
Is kind of, shoot, how would I describe Pinterest?
Is it
it's like a platform where you could make your own mood boards and type in, like, if you want to do a photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of has its own search engine. Like, if you want to do a photo shoot with Red Aesthetics, you could type in photo shoot with Red Aesthetics,
mm-hmm.
and all these pictures pop up, and then you could pin them all to a mood board so you could figure out how you want to lay out your own aesthetic from your inspiration that you just gathered. And then
that's how you brainstorm, get ideas.
Yeah. And also, you know, just kind of nerd out on YouTube, look up a lot of stuff, you know. I try to stay, like, on top of what's coming out, because I mean, I'm a fan and a music nerd before the actual musician.
So who are some of, like, the groups that you, like, looked up to? Like, were you into, like, Cypress Hill and shit like that?
Definitely. But I mean, you know, I'm a millennial.
Yeah,
I'm a millennial, so I got in tough to, like, Missy Elliott, Destiny's Child, Aaliyah. Oh, yeah. You know,
TLC,
you know,
tough, dude.
Ludacris.
Yeah. Wu-Tang?
Yeah, Wu-Tang, of course.
Oh, shout out to Gifted Gab. She's got a Wu-Tang tattoo.
Yeah, dude.
That tripped me out.
Yeah, she a beast.
And so what about like, specifically, like, L.A. to artists? Are there any crews that you really looked up
to? L.A. artists? Yeah. Definitely West Side Connection, mm-hmm. Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, Sugar Free, Eazy-E.
Sugar Free's the man.
Yeah.
That dude, he's a real pimp.
Yeah, he's...
Right?
Quite, I mean, the real pimp.
A real pimp. Legit pimp.
Legit full force pimp.
Like, as far as the psychology, the dynamics between, like, men and women and all.
Seriously.
That. Seriously. Like, he breaks that down in his music, right?
He calls himself, I believe, the bitch killer.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he's going hard.
He's got kids. With
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He ain't
playing. That always fascinated me, as far as that dynamic. That whole world is just bizarre.
Yeah.
A lot of control.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, control, you know what I mean?
Yeah, super dominant.
Yeah. Like, and we mentioned before, like, outside, like even when I met you, like, so shout out to Carlos as well.
Yeah, DJ Dubplates.
Yeah, yeah. They, back in the day, these cats, so shout out to AC, Mestizo, and Carl, and all of them, they used to take me to these underground jungle drum and bass.
That's what's up.
Party. I didn't know where I was going. Like, these fools would just pick me up. Shout out to RAW. I gotta get RAW on here as well,
because
I haven't had any junglers.
Yeah,
but that's how I got hip to. Did you ever get into that scene? The whole
absolutely,
drum and bass?
Totally. I love
the LA.
Yeah, I mean,
warehouse parties and shit.
Oh yeah, Definitely. My
like
sister.
3 in the morning and shit. And you're like fucking.
My sister
up.
Put me on game at a young age. So definitely. My sister was always bumping like House, Jungle, Drum and Bass.
Mm-hmm.
89.9
Yeah, yeah. So it was alternative like electronica mm-hmm. shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would go and I would be like, I don't, where are we? You know what I mean? Like, who are these people? It would just be a grip of people that just, they knew where they were. But like it just fast like LA's filled with stuff like that, right?
Oh yeah, that's the norm.
Now, did you ever get into other movements? Like I know there's a beat scene as well where it's just all producers. Did you get into that as well or go into those types of venues?
I mean, definitely. I've been to a few beat cinema events mm-hmm. and Low End Theory, of course.
Oh yeah, they got and, some banging,
what was the
banging
other one?
Producers.
Yeah, Beat Swap Meet.
Yeah.
All of those goodies.
Yeah, it's like people like Redmatic would be there.
Totally. Yeah.
Now, since we brought up production, who are some like producers that you either have worked with or would like to work with in the future?
Shoot, DJ Premier is like.
Shout out to Gangstar. Rest
shout
in
out
peace,
to Gangstar. MF Doom was one of them. You know, maybe I could get one of those. I got the MF Doom tattoo, but I'm all laced up right now.
Man. Rest in peace, rest yeah. in peace. I'm yeah. a KMD fan as well,
yeah,
so
man.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, like, getting into the whole, music part of it, there's certain groups that, like, I looked up to, like, Beastie Boys.
Absolutely.
And Cypress Hill, oh, yeah. Farside, but then another one was, like, Boogie Monsters, but KMD was one, and so, when he, rest in peace, when he made the transition, he dropped off the map and he reinvented himself. It really tripped me out, and I thought it was a brilliant idea.
So crazy. It's a trip. You see, like, throwbacks of pictures of him and Tupac chilling. It's like, whoa, I didn't even know that happened.
Now, how is that? I mean, that news, and then rest in peace, Double K as well.
I know. People Under the Stairs, that was a big
really
loss.
Really dope.
Big
group,
loss for LA.
Really dope group. And I'm sure they're big with the graffiti people as well, right? Like the graffiti movement. For some reason, there's certain groups like Hieroglyphics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That graffiti writers as well were like really kind of connected
for
with.
For sure,
yeah.
Yep.
What does that say to as far as supporting artists when they're alive? Because, you know, people could, I could die tomorrow skateboarding to Ralph's. You know what I mean?
Hey, don't be saying that.
But I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
What is that? Because when that happened, because it was like, boom, back to back, right? That really, I was laying in bed. I was going real deep with, like,
yeah,
damn, like, your life on this plane. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Like, what did that do to you?
It really opened my eyes, and it kind of hurt, because I was like, dang, I was really hoping I'd work with that guy one day in my life.
Who, MF Doom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's crazy. It opens the eyes or the fans' eyes to all the discography, all the music you put out. It kind of, you listen to it differently.
Yeah. Not like, even when I found out, it's like I was on Instagram and I saw the post of him with the Ewing, the New York Knicks thing.
Yeah.
I didn't read it. I was just like, anything he was doing, I like.
Yeah, totally.
Like heart, you know? So, but then a couple of homies start texting me that day and they're like, oh, did you hear the news? I'm like, what news? And then I looked at it again and I'm like, oh shit. Are you serious?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah. I know that affected the whole community in a major, major way.
Definitely. It's crazy too. Cause what did he die? Like, he died on Halloween, but they announced it on New Year's.
Yeah. There's something really fishy about that.
Yeah.
Either, you know, the same thing with a Guru, the way he passed too. Cause I know Solar like was doing weird shit.
Right.
Not letting Guru's family members go to the hospital and shit like that.
Yeah. That was crazy.
I got something golden by him. I worked at Jamba Juice on Melrose. You remember Jamba Juice
of
on Melrose?
Yeah.
I worked at that one.
Nice. That's a good one. That's the flange
I had to do
right
my
there.
Thing. I had to do what I had to do, you know?
I feel that.
Yeah, I worked at Coffee Bean. You know, I worked at Amoeba, a lot of places. But this dude, Baby Schizo, he's a skater. Like, he came through, and I know he worked with Guru, but he had Guru that he came in to get juices and he goes, oh, Guru's on Melrose. He's with me right now. And I go, word?
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, because they were getting Jamba Juices. So I go, can you hold it? I had a Celica back then. I told my boss or my shift, whatever, supervisor, I forgot something in my car. Yeah, I had a copy of Step Into the Arena.
Nice.
I had the tape. So I fucking snatched that.
Wow, what luck.
And then I said, hey, can you have him sign this? And so he came back like 5-10 minutes later, signed by...
Oh, my God.
So, dude, I'm never selling that.
Oh, hell,
it's in my closet. It's somewhere here, but that's like gold to me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that is the holy grail right there, man.
I mean, that album is... If you want to talk... Because, you know, people say it's a classic, but that really, truly, don't you think
right.
was a classic?
Yeah, the Kina Monotone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about some of the other... So, Were you into groups like Ugly Duckling or Living Legends?
Definitely. I was definitely into Living Legends. Big Helter Skelter fan. Big.
Wait, you say Helter Skelter?
Yes.
That La Flaw joint was.
Yeah, bro.
Do you know, explain to the viewers what that was.
La Flaw, La Flaw, is squash.
Yeah, that was their single, right?
Oh, that was a shit. That whole album, Nocturnal, is like still a banger.
So you were in the East Coast, because that's an East Coast affiliate
there.
Yeah, I was
into a lot of... Well, I love West Coast too, but I feel like I learned a lot. Or maybe kind of related a little bit more to East Coast music.
Because
West Coast music is you just gangbanging.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm like 16-year-old chick. I'm not out here gangbanging.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean? So, of course, I was into the more lyrical, miracle, spiritual shit, because it was just deeper for me. I related to it a lot more. So, for sure, East Coast rap.
So,
big
were you...
influence for me.
Were you also into Black Moon?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was, man, their first album, man, that's probably, like, going back to the classics, that's probably one of the best ones ever recorded.
For sure.
I was obsessed with them. Yeah. I've even reached out to Buckshot Shorty.
Oh, there you go.
So shout out to Buckshot.
Buckshot?
If you happen to watch this.
We love you.
I need, before I pass or before I leave, stop doing this podcast, I need Q-Tip on.
Yes, you do.
So I need Q-Tip. I need someone from Boot Camp Click.
Yup.
I need someone from Wu-Tang. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you'll get it.
You think so?
I think you will.
I feel a certain
way.
You
got a cool vibe to you. Like,
I appreciate
feel super,
it.
Super like relaxed.
Well,
chill.
You know, I've had with this, it's mostly LA. I've had quite a few like kind of heavy hit, you know, like, you know, I've had Cut Chemist on here.
Jeez.
Andy Cooper from Ugly Duckling.
That's
Eli,
so tight.
You know, Eli's been here. Grouch has been, you know.
That's dope.
So I've had all the people I've looked up to, but there's a part of me that I want to get some East Coast motherfuckers,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you got to.
Prince
sure.
Paul.
Oh, man. I haven't heard that name in a minute.
That would be amazing.
Yep,
yeah,
for sure.
So let's go back on your music trajectory, because you're like, because you've been really making noise. So what are some of most memorable like tours or albums you've put out, and like what's in the future as well? Like
the last album I dropped was with my boy DJ Hoppa.
Shout out to Hoppa.
DJ Hoppa. Yeah, we got a record label together called Broken Complex.
Yeah, Broken Complex. And how do the viewers and listeners, how do they peep that? Is there a website? Or
yeah, you could, there's a website, this brokencomplex.com, and there we also have our YouTube channel.
How do they and congratulations on the plaque.
Hey, thank you,
I
man.
Saw that on Instagram.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could just type in Broken Complex Records on YouTube or anything that's Gavlin and DJ Hoppa. We are working right now on our third album together.
And so that, what's the best way people could support? Is it YouTube? Is it go stream your music on Spotify? What's the best way?
I would definitely say all of those platforms for sure. YouTube, Spotify. You could hit us on our website, brokencomplexrecords.com, and we just started a Twitch. So
I noticed that. I like what you're doing. You did a live stream.
Yeah,
I thought that you utilized today's technology in a very smart way.
Thanks.
Leilani was doing the same too. Like, she had like a DJ in the background, but
you
could do that nowadays. So.
Twitch is a trip. It will be like the room is empty, and then like 5 minutes later, you're like, oh shit, there's a bunch of people in here. Where did they come from?
Especially in what's going on with COVID, you know, like, because you can't go to live venues now. And
yeah,
that's a way to perform.
Totally. Yeah.
So how did you come up with that idea, and like, how did you decide, oh, I'm going to do this, these songs, and like, how did you set that up?
Right. I mean, Hoppa kind of put me on game to that, because Hoppa watches a lot of like producers' Twitches where they just kind of show their processes and whatnot.
And DJ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like there's always another hype to hop on. There's always another social platform. There's always something new to add to the social media. But Hoppa, he put me on game to the Twitch. You guys can find us on Twitch at Broken Complex
Records. Yeah, let's get a plug for that.
Twitch.tv/Broken Complex Records. We're going live this Friday, by the way.
Oh, okay. We're ahead on scheduling, but like we'll put it on the description or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So how often do you Twitch?
Not often. We literally just started. We did our first live stream last week.
Now, do you play video games?
I do.
You play Warzone?
Warzone? No, we just got the Oculus, so.
Oh yeah, I got that right here.
The Oculus is the shit.
Yeah, well,
I definitely ran into the wall a few times.
Yeah. Like, have you done the one where it's called the Richie's Plank?
No, what is that?
So Richie's Plank is, it's on the Oculus, but you could jump off like the Empire State, like, no.
Yeah. That's
so
insane.
If you guys want to, I could give you a demonstration if you want to jump. Like, I've made him, my intern there, jump several times. It took him a while, but the it's so believable that your heart rate. It took me, I couldn't jump. It took me about a good 15, 20 minutes. Like, I was literally on my knees, like, because what you do is, there's like elevator music, and you're in like a New York setting on the city, but then there's an elevator. So you go into the elevator, and then you just press top button, and it goes, you know, dun, 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 and then boop, the elevator opens, and you're literally on top of this huge, like,
Jesus.
Empire State Building type building where there's a diving board plank. What's so believable, when you jump, it follows. It's so believable. It's like some, probably like some 9/11 shit where you're really, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, right, Ren? You could see cranes and birds up there, and it's a whole
Jesus
thing.
Jesus Christ, that is crazy. There's this one game.
You're good from that? You're good. You're good off that.
You don't want to jump off a cliff?
You don't want to jump off a building?
I might do it.
But there's
another. I mean, on the Oculus, not in real life.
Oh yeah, but there's another one where you could fly, like Iron Man 2. There's a thing where you have these jets, and you press the controllers, and you could fly like Superman.
Yeah.
But and you could put out fires. So you can fly and then put out these fires, and it's a whole game where you have to do it in a certain amount of, under a certain time.
Word. Have you tried Super Hot?
No, is that a flying one?
No, it's kind of like a James Bond game, but like the characters are just like these big red dudes.
Mm-hmm.
But the higher levels that you get to, like, they make you do shit to off yourself, and you get to like the next level. So, and it's crazy because when it first starts, it's like an all white room, and then there's just like a gun. So it's like, oh, okay. And then you take it, and then you're into the world.
Yeah.
And when I now I'm full force, like, addicted to it. Yeah, I'm already past. And I was like, oh, what is it? Oh shit, it wants me to shoot myself. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy.
So is it believable?
Probably not as believable as the game you were talking
about. Yeah, yeah. Are you familiar with the fighting ones too, like Rocky?
No.
So there's a game where, and it's really believable, like you, like the both controllers are like your gloves, and it's really believable.
That's tight.
Yeah. And then you have to swing.
I'm
and
down.
Everything. And there's another one where you could go into a bar and like, it's just a regular bar scenario. There's patrons in there.
That's crazy.
And you could throw like bottles. If you could like throw a bottle at a dude, and then he'll go, "What's your problem, man?" And then,
awesome.
No, but then his homies come, and you get into a whole bar brawl.
Oh damn! I'm kind of down.
No. I'll figure it. I'll tell you after. It's crazy.
I'm super.
Where
down.
Like you notice that, like it escalates.
Right.
Like more people start coming in.
That's
more
amazing.
More people like come in through the front door.
Nobody breaks it up.
And
it just
gets like
bigger.
You're like, you know, it's like you're fighting a frat or something.
That's funny.
Yeah. So what types of the it's cool you brought up the Oculus. Does it make you scared as far as the technology in the future and like how believable?
I mean, a little bit. We're getting pretty close to Ready Player One.
I was just gonna bring up Ready Player One, which is a movie about that, totally. About like the future and gaming and living in this mm-hmm. world. Mm-hmm. So do you think in the future it's gonna be like that?
Definitely, I feel like it is. The Oculus is just getting better and better and better.
Yeah,
they already have like a body. Sensor thing, kind of like, you know how they do with the gloves.
I don't know, but
I think I'd seen some Instagram ad or something like that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So I'm just picturing a future where you don't have to leave your apartment or house
for sure,
and you're just, you know, eating Cheetos and you know you're in your underwear and you're just
get the virtual girlfriend.
Yeah. That's in the future too.
I'm on my way, babe.
Yeah. So do you think that for the incel community that makes sense?
Shoot, I don't even know.
Because, you know, the incel community, they have a hard time meeting women. Right. So why would you want to go out and meet a real woman when you could have a virtual
You
could build your own girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
Do you think that when that time happens, there's going to be a competitive thing with real women and like technology, like AI definitely.
Yeah, I think
You know, real women start beefing with AI, like, hey, you know.
Hey, yo, I see you.
You know?
I'm going to catch your ass online. Yeah. Bitch.
Like, because there's this movie called Her with, you know, Joaquin Phoenix, Her.
Yeah.
And he's dating basically a virtual.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Right.
He's dating a virtual woman, not even real.
Yeah. I mean, anything's possible, man.
Anything's possible.
We out here.
We're out here.
Revealing themselves more and more every year.
When COVID's done with and you start hitting the bars, and you might run into a woman who might not be a woman.
Oh my God.
And it's like some Blade Runner shit where it's, you know, like a synth,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So what is the future? Where does the future kind of stand with even music making? Don't you think? Because I had my homie Giovanni Marks, a.k.a. his subtitle, was just on here. After we shot, he showed me programs on his iPhone, like beat making.
Yeah.
Like a sampler.
Right.
A sampler, right. Like a sampler on your phone.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I'm not mad at it. I think it depends what genre too. I feel like hip hop is still such a young genre,
mm-hmm.
and it pulls so much from everything before it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think I'd feel a little bit more upset if somebody had a shortcut to like a guitar or something like that, or like,
right.
Not to say that there isn't, but I'm not too mad at where music is right now and how it's going to keep growing. It's crazy. There's
grow
like
and grow and grow.
Yeah, there's technology like grow. Freaking 7-year olds like killing it on the drums. Like, it's like, damn, I need to set my game up.
They're going to be able to just record an album in their mind.
Seriously.
You know what I'm saying? Right, where they just think of something, or especially what Elon Musk is talking about as far as this AI and
the chip thing.
Or not only that, being integrated with AI, or like...
That's a little strange. I don't know how I feel about that.
Would you ever be integrated?
I don't know.
If it could make you live 100 years more or something?
I'm kind of cool on that.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat as you.
I'm grateful for the life I have. I don't need like 100 more years.
No.
I'm fucking straight.
I think 84 years is good.
Yeah, yeah.
Even like late 70s, I'm good.
Agreed.
Because don't you think living like, because I'm a little older, I'm in my 40s and everything, and it's like, I already kind of feel tired. Like, oh man, like, how long is this going to drag on for?
Are we almost done here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
So as far as recording and everything, like, would you be open in the future just recording a whole album on your iPhone?
Yeah, probably.
Hmm?
Yeah, I think I might be.
Yeah.
I'd give it a try.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be like, yo, this is how we're doing it, y'all. But I will give most things a try. I don't want to say anything, but most things. things.
Yeah. And as far as even performing, like, what, where, how do you think technology is going to, like, affect that as far as the future?
I mean, if I could have a hologram of myself, I wouldn't be
Oh,
mad.
That's what's up, because they did that with a hologram. Tupac.
Yep. Just chill backstage, let the hologram take care of it.
So the hologram, so are you saying the hologram will be performing? Or is it the hologram there and you performing in the green room?
Hologram there, me chilling in the green room.
And just doing it like on the couch.
Just watching it on TV. So, well, the hologram's doing all the work.
So that's actually the future.
I think, I don't know. I'd be into it.
So a hologram of you, you're there at the venue, but just
I'd like
not...
tag team the hologram, like, go. And they would like chill, and I'm like, oh, I'm so proud of you.
Or would it be convenient for you, like, you book the show, right?
Yeah.
Your hologram is on stage, but you're at your house.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm ready
but
player
they still,
one.
But they still, I still haven't watched, is that worth watching?
The Tupac hologram?
No, the Ready Player One movie.
Oh, it's great.
It's good?
It's so good.
It is?
Yeah. It's like, has so much good nostalgia.
Seen, y'all seen that?
This is like his favorite movie.
You've seen it 20 times?
I think it's great.
Oh, wow. I have to watch that.
You got to check it out.
So that's on, I think, is it on HBO Go?
I'm sure you could probably like get it on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth buying.
Mm-hmm.
It's the shit.
It's worth it. I'm going to watch it tonight, probably. Yeah,
the nostalgia on it is
what's
like,
so good about it? Because it's the about story, the future?
Yeah, it's about the future, but it also still kind of like just like has throwbacks of like...
Of like Pac-Man and...
Yeah, like all the shit that we all grew up with.
Nintendo.
Yeah. It's cool.
You know, I trip out now because I grew up during all that. Galaga.
Yeah.
Excitebike.
I think you would love it.
Kung Fu. And so, but I'm thinking about like, I could just turn on that Xbox and I'm in that world and it's
sure.
believable.
Yeah. Definitely.
Have you thought about besides, you know, I know you're on Twitch, but have you thought about just streaming you gaming a video game?
I haven't.
Cause there's a lot of,
I know there's
success
a lot of,
in
there's
that.
There's a lot of chicks doing that, isn't there?
Dude, you would kill it.
Yeah.
You don't even have
just
to be.
Just cuss people out.
Well, you don't even have to be very good at the game. You could just, you know, if you're on there.
I gotta give it a try. You know, Hoppa actually brought that out. He's like, yo, there's tons of chicks on Twitch playing Call of Duty.
Killing it.
Yeah.
I had a guest, shout out to Gina Darling.
Nice.
That's all she does.
That's awesome.
She streams. She plays Warzone. She's got her group. She's getting paid. Getting paid.
Yeah, just to play video games all day.
Like, what games would you be interested in streaming?
I like playing fighting games a lot. Like, I'm a big Tekken fan, big Mortal Kombat
fan. Well,
why
don't you just do that then?
Street Fighter fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Street Fighter. I'm glad you brought that up.
Street Fighter?
There's a whole subculture out there, because I grew up on Street Fighter. You'd have to go to the 7-Eleven or, like, Round Table Pizza.
Yep.
But that's still alive and kicking, where there's competitions. You could
totally.
You could compete online.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't that good. But
you could
no.
be playing against someone in Norway or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Some, like, five-year-old.
So let's put that out in the universe. So in the future, Gavlin might be...
I might be on Twitch fucking bitches up on Mortal
on
Kombat,
a Mortal
Fighter.
Kombat or Street Fighter.
Yeah.
And so you... And that way you'll have more content. So on, like... On the weekend, it'll be the live music stream.
Yep.
But on that Wednesday, it'll be Gavlin playing
Street Fighter.
Tekken or Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat.
That's a great idea. I'm the future's looking bright.
Yeah, I mean, you should be doing that immediately.
For sure. I really should be.
Like, because I'm telling you, because I don't even do that. What I do is I play Warzone with the homies and my brother, and I do it, I do that, I document that. I record the whole night, and I make a YouTube video. I edit that, and I put it on YouTube, and then I monetize that way.
There you go.
But the smart way to do it is what I'm telling you, like, to stream.
Yeah, there's a lot of money in streaming, apparently.
Not only that is, check this out. You can not only stream on Twitch, you know, like YouTube Live?
Right.
You could stream, the homie Eric Griffin does it, where he does it on Workaholics. Yeah. He does it on YouTube Live, and while you're doing it, you get donation. People just
$5,
$10, $3, and while you're just playing a video game.
Yeah, that's the shit.
He does it every week. Or that's does he really maybe cool. every night?
Nice. There you
and
go.
So I'm not going to disclose like the amount of money he's made, but he's sure. doing extremely well
for him.
Doing that.
That guy's hilarious. I love that guy.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying though, because he's a comic, right?
Right.
He ain't performing right now.
Right.
He's making most of his revenue gaming.
Good for him, dude.
But you would kill it too.
I know. I got to step it up.
So you do that. And not only that, with Gina Darling, so she's monetizing, but she's also getting deals with like video game controller companies.
That's tight.
So you would be killing it on like just the sponsorships.
I'm down. I'm hella down.
So we could see that in the
Wednesday?
Future. Why don't you just, yeah, I mean, all you know, do you have a, are you on, what are you on, Xbox, PlayStation?
Yeah, Xbox.
So you have the camera that the Xbox comes with, right?
Yep.
You just have to turn that on.
Yeah.
Announce it on Wednesday, be like, or in the morning, be like, hey, at 7 or 8, I'm going to be I'm going to be playing Mortal Kombat. This is my first video game stream.
Yep.
Tune in, you know, come up with a yep. little thumbnail, put yep. it on your Instagram.
They can catch like all
story,
my
you know yep. what I'm saying? Live tonight, Gavlin, first
Bam.
Gaming, you have to emphasize that. It's not the music one. First
yeah.
gaming. Yep. Live stream, right?
Right, first gaming
boom.
Live stream.
And then that way, I think your viewers will be like, wait a minute, I thought she is an MC.
Whoop, whoop.
She plays video games too?
I got to hop on that bandwagon.
And then they'll be
That's
like,
too easy.
Oh, shit. And then that way you could double up on the
Twitching and
yeah,
the streaming. And
the content.
Yeah.
Because what yeah. I'm a hypocrite because I should be doing that, right, Ryan? I should have been doing this. but in my own way.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? I might do the YouTube live for me because I think that the interaction with me will be more, you know, because I've done YouTube live videos where I'm just... Hey guys, you know, answering questions.
Right.
And I got donations that night. Just
That's tight.
Me in front of the web camera, right? Hey guys, I'm here. You know, if you guys have any questions, and then, you know, right, Ren? And then you just answer questions
right.
to your fans and be
right.
like, oh yeah, this is happening. And people, you know.
Yo, people, you could chill on the stream for like a hot minute. People
yeah.
are like, people could tune in, tune out, come back. You could still be doing your thing. That's kind of like the cool thing about it. It's like the energy of it.
Can I tell you another thing that might blow your mind? What,
yes.
But something that might work for you. And
yeah.
I know it has worked for a couple other streamers.
Let's get it.
There's a thing now. Gina Darling does this. Where people will just watch you sleep.
Oh, my God. I mean, shoot.
It's called sleep streaming.
Yo, there's something
for everybody
out there.
So you don't even have to play video games. You could just... I'm not kidding you. This is real. This is real.
Oh, boy.
So people will tune in to watch you do something that you naturally do every night.
Oh, boy.
Sleep streaming.
I
know, man.
You really
want to
not try? Here we go.
So would you be open to just... No.
Not the sleep streaming.
That's weird, right?
That's a little weird.
It's a bit voyeuristic.
Good morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, not only that, they're just, you know, why would you?
Yeah, man.
But that exists.
I feel like there's something for everybody out there.
Would you be open to this? I have just one more idea that you
could
possibly
do. Oh, yo, shoot them. Shoot them all.
So would you ever do cooking?
I might.
Or baking?
Baking,
hey, tonight.
Nah.
Tonight, I'm going to make blueberry muffins. Tune in to Gavlin's Baking with Gavlin.
I might do, like, a taco one. Bacon? I don't know about the bacon.
You could do a asada one week, a chicken. You know what I'm saying?
Taco Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just out of my own curiosity, what does pinche coreano mean?
Yo, David, what does that mean?
Pinche coreano.
You know it. I know pinche means like
or
fucking, right? Like
chino.
Fucking something.
Pinche chino?
Let's say fucking Asian.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Because I've heard that before.
Oh, bastards.
It's okay. I was just wondering.
I'm Latina, yeah. But my dad never taught me a lick of Spanish.
Are you affluent? Can you understand it?
Nah.
You don't understand it?
No.
You know certain words though, right?
If I'm around it long enough, yeah. But my pops...
Because it's LA. You have to kind of know a little bit.
Like Spanglish, but I can't speak it.
Yeah.
If I do, I sound like super white girl.
That's fine. I mean...
Hola.
Hey, I'm Korean and I can't speak it, but when my mom says shit, I understand it, but I can't... I respond back in English.
Hey, at least you understand it, so that's awesome.
A little bit.
That's tight.
A little bit. Now, let's... Oh, God, we're running in the last 10 minutes. Okay, this
time
flew...
Time flies
this,
when you're having fun.
Yeah, this flew by. Let's... I want to really push your platforms. So what's the best way that they could support Gavlin right now? Your Instagram first?
My Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram at Gavlin, GAVLYNNN. Mm-hmm. You could subscribe to my website.
What's your website?
www.gavlin.com. And my record label's YouTube channel, Broken Complex Records on YouTube.
And do you have vinyl or anything physical merch that they could purchase?
Yes,
how do they do that?
You could find all my music on brokencomplex.com. Mm-hmm. I have physical CDs, all of that good stuff. Vinyls, not yet.
But they could buy a merch right now on the Broken Complex website,
absolutely.
Right? I just want to be clear on that.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And they could go on there and that'd be a good way to support, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You'd be supporting the whole crew, which is me and Hoppa.
And look, a lot of, you know, because I, you know, I'm conflicted with this too. Because nowadays people want, I could get it for free, dude. You know what I mean? But
bastards.
But for the artists, you know, it takes a lot of effort to create this shit.
It does. It does. Especially now that touring's non-existent.
So definitely... Right now, buy the merch off the Broken Complex.
BrokenComplex.com. Pull up all the merch, all the physical music.
What's on there? Can they buy a shirt?
Yeah, you could buy shirts, sweaters, pins, posters, CDs.
And that's the best way?
Yes.
Okay, and then what's the best way music, solely music? Is it watching your video? Is it buying your albums, streaming? What is that?
I would say you could stream my music on iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, mm-hmm. YouTube, all of that.
You know, one thing about Spotify, can you really gauge who's streaming your shit?
I'm still figuring it out.
I'm
honestly.
Like paranoid about that. Because at least with Bandcamp, because I'm a fan of Bandcamp.
Bandcamp is for the artist. For
that's
sure.
for, like, you know who's supporting you.
Yeah.
But either way, you heard it from the horse's mouth.
Gang.
Buy it or stream it from Spotify.
Yes, yes. Spotify, iTunes.
And then watch the videos 100 times.
On YouTube. Gavlin, DJ Hoppa, working on our third album now.
Third album. And okay, since you brought that up.
Yes.
How close are you to finishing that project?
Well, I would say we're about halfway through.
Halfway through? Yeah. Is there maybe a possible release? You don't know the release date.
Nah, not yet. Not yet. Okay. But I am actually going to be dropping a new video this month on YouTube. Broken Complex, Gavlin, DJ Hoppa. I don't have a date yet, but I have a new music video dropping this month.
On YouTube? And then say the YouTube channel again.
YouTube channel is Broken Complex Records.
And then that's definitely subscribe as well, right? That helps out.
Hit that subscribe. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Did we miss something? I feel like...
I don't think we did. I think we're good. We talked on the streaming, and I think we're good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And the merch... social media. Do you have a Twitter or anything or TikTok?
I'm not really active on Twitter.
No, TikTok, you know, I know the kids are on the TikTok. And I don't have one. But
you know what? I like have one, but I never use it.
Dancing.
Yeah, I have one, but I never use it. So.
Yeah.
I'm cool with what I promoted. I think that's straight.
That's
Instagram, Twitch, YouTube.
Yeah. Now, are you, as far as other, is Broken Complex, is it a record label?
Yeah, it's a record label. My boy Hoppa started it when he was a teenager.
That's
basically.
What's up.
Yeah.
How many other artists are on there as well?
I mean, we used to have a gang of artists on there, but you know, a lot of people grew up, a lot of people had kids, a lot of people kind of had different career paths, and now it's just me and DJ Hoppa. I've known Hoppa since I was like 16.
Right, that's so, family. That's we family. Go back. Yeah, he was on your Twitch stream as well.
Yeah, we do it together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was checking that out. Now, if there's an artist, are you guys willing? Let's say there's an artist out there that might fit the bill for the label.
Yeah. Oh, we also just got a new artist on there named Marley B. He's from Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, shout out to
Marley B. Shout out to you, bro.
Yeah, University of Arizona, Tucson. Yeah,
Tucson,
Arizona, Arizona. Okay, and so you do accept artists.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
How do, if people want to submit to your label, how do they go about doing that?
Definitely hop on our website, brokencomplex.com. All of our contact info is there. You can send us your music through that.
And you'll consider them.
Yes, we shall consider
you. And what are you looking for in an artist?
Originality and being dope and...
Hustle.
The hustle, yeah.
The promotion.
Hustle. If the hustle's one, but definitely most self-motivating. Importantly, being dope and being original.
Being original?
Being dope, to true to yourself. Yeah, that's like the number one thing.
Number one thing, but then it can't hurt that they're self-motivating and promoting them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Because if I was like a CEO or something, I would... obviously, they would have to be dope, right?
Yeah, that's the number one thing.
But I would like, I'm looking for this characteristic. Like, you have to promote yourself, or without me, or like the label, you'd already have to be doing that.
Yeah, you got to have some kind of like stepping stones that you already mentally prepared for yourself to make you the artist that you are, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely, if you want to submit, listen to
Complex.com,
boo-boo. What she said. Be dope, be original,
stay true to yourself,
be a self-motivating artist.
Yes.
And Hoppa and Gavlin will take a look at your reel or your music, and they'll definitely give you feedback.
Yeah, we'll hit you with that knowledge.
If you're not going to sign them, will you give them feedback like, hey, you know, I appreciate what you submitted, but
for sure, yeah.
But maybe do another EP, then get back to us.
Yeah. We definitely won't leave them hanging. We're not going to be like, next. Definitely let them know that thanks for reaching out.
Okay. Well, that flew by, right? Yeah. I think we got everything, right? I wanted to make sure we're not forgetting anything as far as like pushing her stuff, yeah? We got all that. All right. Well, you know, I have a couple announcements, and then y'all are free to go here. We do have a Patreon attached to the show. If you want to help support this platform, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. All my music's at StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. I did release Ode to My Pops on all the other platforms like Spotify and all that. And I do have a new project, I Feel Stir Crazy, that's on my Bandcamp right now. Definitely support that. Then I'll have it on the other platforms. StevieWeebyShow.com. If you want to buy any kind of merch, just know that the orders will be delayed a little bit because of shipping and the COVID, right? What else? YouTube.com/StevieWeeby. That's the YouTube channel. Instagram/QUANGOU. I do have a Stevie's P.O. Box. If you want to send packages or fan mail, send all your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. It was an honor having you.
Thank you for having me.
That was sick. And Lil Ray's World might be coming very soon, okay? Be patient. My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crip. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip was so full of angst. Him and Henry were techers, did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the west, you can. You're the best on the land, you bless the sands. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling stir crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends. Down for the count on the ground freight train. Living today, don't give it away. The peace and the praise, the rays. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed. Live this way, can deal with shade. His fate is a spade, he made the great. Displayed in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her.